Hello there, and thanks for joining me on today's edition of the Psychology Report. Murders in America. You know, the other day I did a podcast looking at guns as a natural resource. And that we are to treat guns as we treat any national resource. We save it for times of need. And we draw upon it when our need is great or somebody else has a need that we can share with. And that we keep it for those special occasions in the future when it's going to be needed. And we treat it with respect and care, and we have a very deep appreciation for the resource that we have, because you never know when we're going to rely upon it, need it, and it will be our saving grace. So if you look at guns as a natural resource, it draws me to the question, what about murders in America? Where do murders occur in America? You know, we go along with this idea that we're going to need a lot of guns to keep the murderers away. Well, that may or may not be true. And then we hear this very great voice that if you take away guns from people, you take away the opportunity to murder, and our murder rate will go down. Well, we know that that's not true. But it's a popular point of view and it's a popular opinion. So really, what is the fact in regards to murders? Where do they occur, and by whom do they occur? Now, there's three places in the world where murders take place, if you think of it this way. We have those places where very few murders take place. And we have places where there's a small number of murders take place, a very, very small number that take place. And then we have places where it's all too common, way too common for murders to take place. So there are no or few murders. There are a few of them, a small number of them, if you will. And then there are those places where no murders occur whatsoever. So as I speak here, I'm looking at a map of the United States of America. And the map is divided into counties. And all the counties of America identified on the map. Now, as you would expect, when you go from the midsection of the United States eastward, the counties are many and they're very small. They're divided up into very small areas, geographic areas, square miles. And as you move west, the counties are larger and larger and take in a great deal of geographic area and square mileage. So that's one factor that you see. But when you look at the map of America, I'm also looking at colors. We have a deep red color for those counties where the murders are many, where the murders take place in America. And then we have all white, where no murders take place. And we have pink, where just a few occasional murders take place. Now, what do you think you see when you look at a map like that? Well, when you look at the California and the Southern California area, it's deep red, which means there's a lot of murders that take place in the Los Angeles area and there in the surrounding area. You go up to Portland, and you see it deep red. You go up to Seattle, it's deep red. In other words, those are areas that are highly likely to have murders occur. And you move across the country into Reno and Las Vegas. You look at those areas. And then you look into Minneapolis, Chicago, Detroit. You go into Dallas, Houston. You go down into Florida, in the eastern shore of Florida, which is quite red, by the way, showing a lot of murders take place on the eastern shore of Florida. You move up into the northwest, into the New Hampshires and, you know, that area. And there's a lot of deep red marks in the county. And what is obvious is that there are a lot of counties that if we hired police to prevent murders, you wouldn't need any police. So we have those areas of the United States that have a deep red, which means you have to hire a lot of policemen to monitor the murder rate in those particular cities, in those particular areas of our country. So it isn't a matter that America has a murder problem. We don't. America does not have a murder problem. There are counties in America that have a murder problem. And if we were able to address the murder problem county by county, we would put a lot of resources into some counties and very minimal resource in other counties. In other words, you put the police, you put the resources of control and management of guns and management of murders into areas, into pockets of the United States where murders do in fact occur. Now, in 2014, some 69% of the counties had one or fewer murders. I mean, can you think of it that way? 70% of America in the 2014, and this is kind of most years, had maybe one murder, or maybe two. 70% of America. So you see, America is not a murder problem. But then if you look at it the other way, that if you look at the counties that are the worst, the five worst counties in America, 68% murder rate in the five worst counties of America, 68 murder rate. So it's about 70%. In 5% of the counties. So you see, that's where our murder problem is. We need to identify those 5% of the counties and say, okay, that's where the murders occur, and that's where we need to put our resources. And we need to tackle the problem in those 5% of the counties of America. And if we did that, we would deal with the issue of murder in America. So if you kind of then take another look and say, okay, which are the counties? Which counties are they, and where are they located, and what are the major cities? Well, Los Angeles certainly is one of them. You know, Chicago or Cook County is certainly another one. You know, you have Detroit, certainly another one. Seattle, certainly another one. Portland, certainly another one. You know, Minneapolis is certainly another one. So you can name the counties where the murders take place and the cities where the murders take place and say, okay, we need to address it. We need to address it from that particular point of view. But on the other hand, take Los Angeles, for instance. Los Angeles is a very large county. But the murder rate within Los Angeles divides itself into north and south. There are some areas of Los Angeles that have a high murder rate, and there are some areas of Los Angeles County that have a low murder rate. And you can do the same thing in Detroit. There are some areas that are high murder rate and some areas that are low murder rate of the county of Detroit. So it isn't a city, it isn't the county. It's the areas within the county, and the police of that area know the areas that are the murder areas of their particular city or their particular county. They know, but they need to address it. And they need to address it with firmness and with deliberation and with strategic thinking and planning and activity. Now, when you look at these counties, another thing as you take a look at is, what is the drug rate? What's the gang rate in these counties? Because murders follow the line of drugs and gangs. So where there is a large concentration of gangs and drugs, there's a large concentration of firearms that bring about murder. It isn't the firearms. It's the people who own those firearms. It's those people who don't see the firearms as a resource, but see it as a weapon of their own destruction of somebody that with whom they have conflict and have competition. So it's taking out the competition rather than building a resource, you know, for the future. So gangs and drug population or concentration is a big factor when it comes to the murder rate in America. Now the other thing is that, what do you think in terms of being in a suburban area, just outside of a big city, as compared to being in the city or being in a rural area? So research has looked at that issue. And what they found is that the more that there are guns, the higher the concentration of guns, the less the murder rate. So we have a large concentration of guns in the rural areas, very low murder rate. We have a low concentration of guns in the cities, we have a high murder rate, and so on. So guns seem to dictate whether your murder rate is going to be high or low. So whether you have many guns, few guns, or no guns. And if you have an area of your city that has no guns in it, it's prime property, it's prime area for the gun violence of gangs and criminals to move into that area and take advantage of the weakness of those particular people. So if you're going to have guns, you protect yourself. If you choose not to have guns, you're vulnerable. The research shows the results follow according to that formula. No guns, high murder rate. Many guns, low murder rate. Whether you're in the city, you're in the county, you're in the suburbs, or wherever you happen to be. So really, the murder rate can be addressed very easily, so to speak, in a very strategic kind of way, from state to state to state. What are the counties that have a murder rate of greater than 1 or greater than 2? And then you focus in on those counties in terms of protection of those people and reducing the crime within that area. And one of the ways that you reduce the crime in an area is to increase the number of guns possessed within that area. That's just one strategy, you see. Education is another strategy. Weeding out the gangs and weeding out the drug population is another strategy. And unfortunately, that last point is just nonsense for most people in America today. They want more drugs. They want their marijuana. They want what marijuana brings to them. They want marijuana to open their doors for drug addicts and for drug abuse, for their children and for their young people. And what you get with that is an increased level of violence. You get an increased level of gun usage, which will result in a violence act and a death rate that will increase as a result of gun usage. So we have a conflicting kind of message in America. We want our murder rate to go down, but we want our drug population to go up. We want our murder rate to be squashed, but we want our drug usage and our drug population and our drug gangs to increase in size and availability in our cities and in our small towns, in our rural areas, in our suburban areas. We can't have both. If we're going to vote drugs into our cities and drugs into our state and drugs into our county, you're also inviting a murder rate to increase, because we know that the murder rate is high in counties where gangs and drugs exist. So we need to be thinking, we need to be strategic in our thinking, and we need to look at what we're doing in the area of police work and protection and prevention of murders. So that's Murder in America. We are not a country of murder. We do have murder, but it's concentrated in 5% of the counties of America. 5%. And that takes in most of the big cities in America. And if we're going to address it, that's the 5% of the counties we need to concentrate on, and the big cities within those 5% of the counties. Anyway, that's the problem, and the solution, is many. And we all have our solutions, but get talking about it, get thinking about it, get proposing something. Talk to the people in your government, of your state, of your city, of the county, and make sure that our population, or the population in which where you live, is safe and does not have in it the violence that comes with guns, But you have in it the absence of gangs and in the absence of drugs, and you have solved a big problem in the area in which you live. So address it from that particular perspective. Nice to have you with me today. This is a Psychology Report, and my website is booksbyhedberg.com. Take a look at them and pick up one, for your own reading. I think you'll find it to be good. And remember, every Saturday morning, 10 o'clock at Eastern, pardon me, 10 o'clock on the Pacific Coast, Pacific Standard Time, 10 o'clock in the morning Saturdays is my television program, Dr. Teach Me to Parent. So it's on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock, and it's Pacific Standard Time now, remember. So those of you in the East have to kind of make your adjustments. So Pacific Standard Time, 10 o'clock, Dr. Teach Me to Parent. You'll find it on the online. Go to the internet online and go to centralvalleytalk.com. Centralvalleytalk.com. That's the station. And then you go to my program, Dr. Teach Me to Parent. Okay. Bye for now.